Oppenheimer's absence in Europe, Borden began to write a prosecutor's brief against Oppenheimer.
It was based on information from Oppie's security file that Strauss had arranged for Borden to remove from the AEC's vault. Borden was both enthusiastic about his efforts and conscientious about keeping in touch with Strauss.
After Borden had lost his position with the Joint Committee on Atomic Energy in late May 1953, he obtained a job in Pittsburgh with Westinghouse's nuclear submarine program. Borden had earlier thanked him profusely for his thoughtfulness. Studying Oppenheimer's top-secret AEC personnel file in the evenings, Borden had a draft of the letter by mid-October 1953, which he mailed to J. Edgar Hoover on November 7th. The FBI summary reports of the same information had been lengthy and convoluted. But Borden crystallized the charges against Oppenheimer in a mere 3.5 single-spaced pages with a clear focus. Its conclusion was a shocker. After marshaling the evidence of Oppenheimer's communist associations and reviewing the history of his recommendations on nuclear weapons, Borden concluded that more probably than not, J. Robert Oppenheimer is an agent of the Soviet Union.
It is not known exactly when Strauss learned that Borden's letter was completed.
He was not informed officially until Hoover forwarded it on November 27th to him, Secretary of Defense Wilson, and the President.
But as early as November 9th, Strauss composed a note for his files that suggests he had read Borden's letter.
"It is my recollection," he wrote, "that an FBI report dated 27 November 1945 on the general subject of Soviet espionage activities will record that, as early as December 1940, surveillance showed that secret meetings of a group were held, including Steve Nelson, Hoken Chevalier, William Schneiderman, the head of the communist organization in California, and J.R.O. This information was apparently obtained by actual surveillance."